Hey, everybody. We're back in the 49ers locker room. It's an exciting time, and we have rookie offensive lineman Dylan Farrell playing center, tackle, moving all over the offensive line. You're pretty busy out there in training camp and preseason. So how's this process gone for a new guy coming into the professional football world?
It's been good, man. It's been good so far. Just, a lot to learn. Big time learning curve. It's been a lot of fun, though. You get a lot of tips from guys like Mikey Potty and Joe Staley and Adam Snyder. You know, those guys will teach you a lot. So it's been good. But like I said, it's a big time learning curve.
Yeah, you were just telling me one of those tips is to shave your beard. So what's the thought process behind keeping it long on the face right now?
You know what? Usually I grow it out for a whole entire year is what I do. I think last year during the season, I had my beard go out to about 5 inches, maybe 5 to 6 inches. And I don't know, I love it, man. I figure if I can grow a beard, why not? You know, this is the only profession that pretty much allows you to do it. So we'll see. You know, Joe Staley requested that I shave. We'll see if that happens, though.
Do you think you have the best beard in the locker room right now? And I'm looking over to my right at McLeod Bethel Thompson. He's got a good beard over there. Do we have a battle of a beard off, or who's got the best beard right now?
You know, I think you know, Max beard is really thick. It's dense, I would say.
Choose your words carefully.
Very, very dense beard. I think I've got him in length for sure. I think if we're gonna go length, I think I win that battle in the locker room. Density though, Max is pretty good. Is pretty good.
Is there, so when you do shave, do you do through the cycle of sort of going the different parts of the beard, or how do you sort of whittle it down?
I usually have trimmers and I just trim it all the way down and then clean shave like that. But I do like to occasionally shave my face into different kind of facial hair styles. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got to go maybe 1860s Civil War style with the big old mutton chops, you know, the goatee, the long goatee, just different things. You know, I'd like to play around with it and kind of send some pictures to my family and friends. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with the beard. A couple weeks, it might be gone, man.
No, I think this weekend, this is a personal suggestion, and we go mutton chops for the Chargers game. Levi Stadium, mutton chops. Stay real old school. What do you think about that?
It's a possibility. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, hit Dylan up on Twitter, and let's peer pressure him into going mutton chops. Appreciate your time, man.
Okay, thank you.